The state commission that's investigating the Parkland school shooting met yesterday. The panel decided that there should be at least one law enforcement officer at every middle and high school in the state. Elementary schools, however, could either have an armed guardian or a police officer. Former Brevard County School Superintendent Desmond Blackburn is on the commission. He wants law enforcement officers at elementary schools, too.
We have nuclear facilities, we have courthouses, we have the Dolphins' next football game, right, that are all more heavily protected with official police officers than our schools.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is the commission chair. WLRN asked if there should be police officers at elementary schools, too, after the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary. He said it's not feasible.
There is not sufficient funding available to put a sworn law enforcement officer on all schools in the state of Florida. And even if that funding was available, there are not enough law enforcement officers in place now or that can be hired to accomplish that.
The commission is writing a report that will serve as a statewide guide to improve school security and mental health services. It will have the second of its two September meetings today, and WLRN's Katie Switalski will be there.
Today, I'm at the second day of meetings for the state's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission. Commissioners are going to talk about their guidelines for hardening schools. Then they'll be closing their meeting to the public to discuss the confessed shooter's life and what led up to the events of February 14th.
Thank you, Katie. We'll be watching for that update.